Shalom Aleichem, everybody. As we've been discussing, the Korban Omer was brought on the day after Pesach from barley. How much barley is needed for the Korban? Eventually, when the Korban is brought to the Mizbeach, one isaron of barley is needed. How much is an isaron? According to the Chazon Ish, Rav Yeshaya Karelitz, who died in 1953, an isaron is about 4.3 liters of barley. And according to Rav Chaim Noe, who died in 1954, an isaron is about 2.5 liters. So you need 2.5 or 4.3 liters of barley flour for your korban. However, as we'll see in a moment, since the barley is going to be ground and sifted, if we need an isaron of barley flour for the korban, we must harvest more than an isaron, because again, it's going to be sifted and it's going to be grounded. And that's what happens. The Mishnah in Maseches Menachos, Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph, says that in order to produce an isaron of flour, 2.5 or 4.3 liters of flour, they had to harvest 10 times that amount. That was 3 se'in. 10 times an isaron of barley was harvested, 25 liters or 43 liters of barley. And the Mishnah says that even though really only one person was needed for the job of harvesting the barley, and only one sickle was needed to harvest the barley, and only one basket was needed to hold the barley, still we harvest the barley for the Korban Omer with 3 people, and 3 sickles, and 3 baskets. And why? Because of what we've discussed a few times before, to make the harvesting an asek gadol, a big deal, to show publicly and to show clearly that we do not follow the tzdukim and baitusim, but we follow Torah Shebaal Peh and bring the Korban Omer on the day right after Pesach, and not, as the tzdukim and baitusim say, only on a Sunday. So the barley was harvested on the day after Pesach and put into baskets and brought to the Azara, to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And once the barley was there, the grain was separated from the stalks by beating the stalks with reeds or stems of plants, which were hard enough to separate the grain, but soft enough so as not to crush the grains. And then the barley had to be singed. As the Torah says in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudalid, the korban had to be kalui ba'esh, singed, or parched with fire. And how was the barley singed with fire? It was put into a pipe with holes. The Mishnah calls this pipe an abuv. In modern Hebrew, an abuv is an oboe. And that makes sense, because an oboe is a wind instrument, a long pipe with holes. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the barley was placed in a kli that looked a bit like an oboe, an abuv. It was long, it was a copper tube with lots of holes, and that tube with the barley inside was placed in a fire. And now, because of the holes, the barley can be singed evenly. And once the barley was singed, the parched kernels were spread out on the floor of the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, for the wind to blow and to cool and to dry the barley. And then the barley, after it was cooled, after it was dry, it was placed in a coarse mill, not a very fine mill, but a coarse mill to grind them. They weren't ground in a very, very fine way because they wanted to be careful and not mix the shells and the grain. And then they took this coarse mixture of barley and barley shells and put them through a number of sifters, 13 sifters, to make the barley flour more fine and more fine, and as special as possible. So from the 3 se'in, from the 10 times an isaron of barley that was harvested, 25 or 43 liters of barley, from that they produced at least one isaron of barley, 2.5 liters or 4.3 liters. And the Mishnah says that any extra barley flour was shared and it could be redeemed and eaten by anyone. And what they do with that one isaron of flour, the Kohen took a kli and put some levona, some frankincense in it, and some oil. Then the fine barley flour was put in, more oil was put in, and this was mixed together, and this is now the Korban Mincha. It's this very fine barley flour with oil mixed together. And then this Korban was waved. This waving is called tenufa. Waving. Tenufa is required for many korbanos, and the Torah in Parshas Emor requires it for the Korban Omer as well. It involves the Kohen waving the kli that has the Korban Omer in it, forwards and back and up and down, displaying our belief in Hashem and His rule over all of creation. Hashem created and rules over all directions of the universe. So this waving happened in the courtyard next to the Mizbeach, this fine barley with the oil next to the Mizbeach, waving up and down and forwards and backwards. And once that happens, the Kohen takes a kemitza, a fistful of the Korban Omer, and burns that kemitza on the Mizbeach, and the rest of the Korban is eaten by the Kohanim. And that is the Korban Omer, a general introduction, a general overview to the Korban Omer. This year, unfortunately, we were not zocha to bring it, but next year, God willing, we will all witness the Korban Omer being brought on the day after Pesach. Have an amazing day, and Amir Tz Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.